deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Here's a fax from Cooter in Orlando, who sends me a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times. He says, a prestigious newspaper, not the oft-maligned Weekly World News. Quoting the story, in retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Tomaszewski told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kinky Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual, Kinky shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas, and flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. Armageddon! Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Farnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract. Armageddon! peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. Armageddon! Who says that? I didn't.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Suicide. Mr. Underground Heavy, let me break it down for you. You're the closest thing to God, that's the song I sing my daughters. Them brainwashed cats can't understand it. Trained by the oppressor to take you for granted. Trying to take advantage of your godness, but let strong game peep weak game in silence. Tell him to put away his wallet and then open up his mind. Tell him you ain't got time for typical cats, and if he's trying to get physical, that's contingent on his spiritual path, because making money without brains is invisible math. They say you fear what you can't understand, and if his master didn't teach it, then he can't understand it. So that's the way of the world now. You might have to teach him what being a man is. Teach him that you're the closest thing to God, and he shouldn't worship that which is beneath him. And sometimes the best way to open up somebody's mind is to close your eyes and just reach in with both hands, so there's no chance that he'll fall for the bullshit that they're selling. It's in their best interest to convince him that being a man is synonymous with being a felon. Tell him being responsible to your family is the only thing that makes you a man. And them police are opposing soldiers, and them rap lyrics deliver him straight into their hands. They want him to live above his means, then live beneath the cell for the rest of his days. And whether it's chasing the things that rappers brag about or getting caught up in the prison industrial complex, either way, the oppressor gets paid. And I ain't got no poems about cars or diamonds, and I ain't trying to get paid off product placements for no luxury items. And if it's not to better himself, I don't see the point of why I should incite him. But that's why I'm an underground heavy, because I can't sell you out to a corporation. And their commercials pay billions of dollars to finance them TV and radio stations. And since I won't scratch their back, it makes sense that they won't scratch mine. But I done moved tens of thousands of units to my people. So any way you do the math, all of that's fine. And I still get to tell people to respect our women in every other line. And I know that our oppressor can make me comfortable on this planet, but you can make me comfortable for eternity, because you're the divine. That's why I'm an underground heavy, because you're the closest thing to God. And I'm into odd evenings. My job's freeing the minds of your potential husbands, because in my religion, giving back to our women is synonymous with God loving. And I'm one of the most respected at what I do, and I'm going to do it for as long as you let me, because I ain't never had no dreams of being rich and famous. All I ever wanted to be was this underground heavy.
I call this session to order with the drums of freedom.
Understand what I'm talking about? What is our common bond truly? Freedom. Freedom. Without freedom, you can't be a Christian no matter what denomination you belong to. You can't be a Buddhist. You can't own a donut shop. You can't drive from here to Oregon. You can't be an American, because that's what it's all about, and that's the only thing that it's all about. Nothing else. Nothing else. It's about freedom. Freedom. Only freedom. It means you have to let other people be free, even if they disagree with you. I had a tremendous admiration for the courage of those two communists who had the guts to walk up with their little communist sign and their communist flag. Two of them, young people, all alone in that sea of America, militia, uniformed patriots. And I saw people who wanted to kill them. You know, I don't like their philosophy. They're misled, misguided. Communism is a terrible thing. But they had guts. I had a great respect for them. And I believe in freedom. Which means there is no way in the world that we could have had that meeting on your state house grounds this morning unless they had the right to do what they did. Then you had better understand that. Because if you stop them from having their freedom to make their political statement, you have stopped yourself. You have stopped everyone. And that must never happen in this country. It must never happen in this country. Because if it does, there'll never be another congregation like this, and you'll never hear me speak again, because I'll be dead. And so will most of you. This country's about freedom. Because only with freedom can you have all of the other things that everybody professes that they want. It's the only way it can be done. I hear all kinds of misconceptions and misstatements. I have the freedom of the press. No, you don't. No, you don't. The man who owns the press has the freedom of the press. And he can say in his press whatever he wants, but you can't. That's why I get angry with Americans when they say, the Jews control the press. Who sold it to them? How'd they get it? You want the press? Start a press. You want to be on the radio? Do it. But stop whining. Stop bitching. Stop complaining. That guy that owns the press, that's his press. He can do with it what he wants. Just like you do with your car what you want because it's your property. He doesn't owe you anything unless you've got a contract with his signature on it that says he will print what you say. If you can't produce that, he doesn't owe you anything. That's America. You know what's wonderful about America? You can have a press. I have a press. How many of you have seen my newspaper? That newspaper's no joke. It makes congressmen cringe when they see it. It scares the hell out of the enemy. You too can have a radio show. I'm going to teach you how just here in just a couple of minutes. You too can publish books like this. I did it. The Harvest Trust is the trust for my children. I'm not rich. I don't have anything. You know how I financed this book? I sold copies before it was printed to people who believed enough in me to buy them. I don't have any money. I have my family. And that's all the wealth I ever need. I don't make any money from my radio show. Veritas has operated in the red from the beginning. It probably always will. But I got something that you don't have. I have a free press. It's mine. And I get to say what I want. And I get to publish what I want and print what I want because it's mine. And I'm free. And it's my free press.
Well, if I had you arrested and held without charge, don't be surprised or shocked, I'd be a schlock to have you at large. Because opponents are the stuff by which dictating is made. Without them, who would we humiliate, beat, and degrade? So I won't ban opposing parties, I'll just shoot them on sight. And I'll plainly violate their human rights. Because I love to feel the thrill of power when I put down a riot in a shower of lead. And I don't see the need for free elections when insurrection stops with a shot in the head. So if you think that you're safe when you have locked your door, then don't forget that I can bust your ass along with the law. My boys can beat you up at home, or if it comes to the worst, then they can kill you very privately, but torture you first. And either way, if I don't like you, you won't sleep well at night. It's just a flagrant violation of your human rights. Because all sense our personal privacy's forgotten at the bottom of a punishment cell. And if my boys do something really nasty, then the classy thing about me is you won't hit it up. If the theology of liberation enters your head, then just forget it quick. I'm telling you, you're better off dead. Because the only kind of Christians that I like are the ones who tell me render unto Caesar and then give up their guns. So if you're young and Latin American, don't be stupid. Let me plainly violate your human rights. It's just a flagrant violation of your human rights.
Here's an old word, boys. The media. A lot of you out there probably never even heard of the word. Is books part of the media?
Absolutely.
What is the point of them? I mean, I ain't done this, but has any of you actually ever read a book?
Of course.
No. I was talking about the old thing.
I've read thousands of books in my life. I have a.
Oh,
I have
don't
a
show up.
But I mean, some people. Name one then. Name one.
Yeah.
I was reading one today called "Sex, Lies, and Videotape."
Is that a real book?
To my understanding, it was a film, but it may may also.
All right, so that's a film. That ain't a book. What does you think about violence on TV?
Nobody, I don't think, in their right mind would say there shouldn't be any violence in entertainment. The question is, do you depict it in a way that makes it appealing?
But what harm has violence ever done?
Oh, death. I mean,
yeah, but apart from that.
Well, death and injury. I mean, if you don't die, you're injured.
All right. Well, apart from that, those two things, yeah. Does you think that violence on the telly leads to violence on the street?
Well, I begin with, I wouldn't limit it to television. You got film, you
well,
got
violence in the media,
whatever. You got video games.
With full respect, though, that is BS.
That's not for bullshit.
Because me watch Star Trek, but that don't mean that me go out and build a spaceship and fly into the air and above that into the thing called space and have, you know, all them ears and all that thing.
That's Well, to me, that makes a point.
Answer that.
There's a difference between violence that is readily and is easily imitatable versus ray guns.
Should telly be used to educate our children?
The television could be a powerful medium for education.
Well, like Sesame Street is very educationalist. I have learned a lot from that. Why don't they make a version of Sesame Street for kids?
If I could be a superhero, I would be Awesome Man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be Awesome Man. Now, some criminals want you to be a criminal, and they offer you things like drugs, alcohol. But we know what to do, kids. We just say no. If I could be a superhero, I would be Drug-Free Boy. Telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I'd take all the junkie he's getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burn them alive, I would squeal with joy, 'cause I would be Drug-Free Boy. If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all the foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude. Now kids, you can make up your very own superhero. If you could, who would it be? If I could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with three kids and no job to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob. You could skin them and drain them of blood so they die, especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. No, I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease, let him die of the plague, as long as they suffer for their terrible lie, especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me.
Great. Check this. Did you know that xylophone is spelled from X?
Yeah, sure.
But zoo is spelled like with something,
the
other one.
Zoo is spelled with Z.
Do you think that there should be censorship?
We have censorship on television.
Me grew up watching whatever me wanted. Me was watching pornos from the age of 11. I mean, don't see me Julie complaining now. Every time. So, does you think it's all right to see animals on the telly?
People having sex with animals?
What? No.
Oh, you mean sex with animals. Animals having
no,
sex.
No, animals.
Mean? Animals having sex with
no.
animals?
Yeah, take it easy. It is disgusting enough seeing a woman and a horse do it, but actually seeing two horses getting jiggy together, that was actually on the television.
While I don't personally enjoy watching two elephants have sex on a PBS special, I don't consider it pornographic.
So, does you think the media put too much attention on women to look a certain way?
I think that it does clearly present an unreal image of life.
But does you think there's enough pressure being put on women from the media because there's still so many fatty boom booms walking around.
Yeah, that's Buff. Gilani, do that thing.
Because we're blowing up overseas.
Make your money, money, money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, God, it proceeds.
We want the best.
I'm a upper.
Wankies get fucked like a sucker.
Fuck.
Bit dozy this afternoon. I just took a fluoride shower. How about you, Will? Oh no, that's right. You got rainwater, you lucky devil. It's so terrible, you know. Every time I wash my hands, I think, oh gosh, it's the fluoride again. It soaks into your skin. It gets into the pores. It poisons you to no end. You know, it's not possible to not get poisoned. It's just so frustrating. Every time you go out and you try and eat, have something to eat, there's more poison. And then you go out, you know, to get something to buy so that you can make yourself, you know, not out of a packet. And what you have to buy comes out of more packets than the packet stuff that you tried to avoid in the first place. And you get four types of packet residue. It's insane. There's no choice. Oh, dear Lord, it hurts me so much in my brain places. I can guarantee you, I'm not the only one who gets driven mad by the fact that you can't not get poisoned. Even right now, at this very moment, as I speak into a microphone, I am being poisoned by EMF radiation or something. Oh, hey, but isn't it freaking hilarious? And no matter what the heck you do, you get poisoned, and so everybody gets apathetic and says, hey, well, something's going to kill you anyway. As if doing it a little bit earlier ain't that bad, you know? Who cares if you don't get to see your grandchildren? It'll be all right. I'm sure they'll exist. Or maybe they won't. Maybe the children that you get born will die quicker anyway, and they won't get to see their grandchildren either. Who knows? Let's just have some fabulous, apathetic society that doesn't really give two flying Fs about anything sacred. Watches copious amounts of pornography. drinks up as much fluoridated water and fabulous fizzy soda pop drinks. Washed down with copious quantities of McDonald's. This is not a healthy society. This is a sick, brainwashed, zombified, obesity, diabetes-ridden, mental disorder-suffering society. In other words, simple phrase, effed in a single letter. We all know what the F word means, and that's what each and every single one of us is at this particular moment. Because everything's so effed up that we could not be more effed than we currently are now. Wait, actually we could be if we do F all about it. But conveniently, there are people like myself and copious amounts of other people, a plethora, if you will, a veritable mercenary army on tap, like yourselves.
Yeah, Lil D.I.D.I. You can't even wanna with the boy, cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. I'm some grown man B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top back. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at. I ain't gotta wear a bra strap. Me and the crew, I'm really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Hey, I'm living good up in this bitch. Diggy rolling around the city, blowing good up in that weird. I ain't black or Dominican, not Hispanic or Indian. So imprisonment is not a predicament I envision for a white boy. Holla at your muff, kite boy. Higher than a muff, kite is high boy. They ain't suspicious of Jews. I show contrition, it's cool. Slap on my wrist, get my daddy to choose. One of them top lawyers that be rolling around in this crew. I'm eating chop soy and balling on a carnival cruise. That's what I do, kid. Happy that my name ain't stupid. Could have been Daquan with a few kids. But now I'm farting over eating the meals. If I ain't got a theme party, I don't be a good will. I'm Dennis Payne, tennis playing, smelling on some Cabernet. And I ain't gay, but if I was, everything would be okay. Look, I know I'm being condescending in my rhymes, but my premium channels mean Tyler Perry's never live. Getting tickets, they sick. I sit at the Eagle 45, where I'm eating when I'm high. Where they eat at, you'll survive. Food chains. Can't even wanna with the boy, cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. I'm some grown man B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top back. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at. I ain't gotta wear a f***ing bra strap. Me and the crew, I'm really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Yeah, it's little D.I. in this bitch. How happy that I'm white, but relieved I ain't a chick. Yo, I never wake up and have to cake on my makeup or straighten hair. I ain't giving a damn, I'm wearing whatever I wanna in this motherfucker. Day up in heels and tummy tucking down grub except for taking them pills for real. And now I'm bleached, I ain't gotta eat. I ain't bleeding about my penis, smoking the weed. I don't fall asleep because I'm chiefing in disagreements. I participate without weeping, and when I'm freaking, I'm getting dabs, high fives and all that. My reps going up in the best hoe is slut. So what up, your boy cut up, but eat butter. And I ain't gotta speak to my mother to still love her. And I've been getting better looking with age, but like I can get who he deserves with a horrible face.
I mean, y'all seen Seal, right? That dude scarred the fuck up and dating like models and ish. And I bet like Adele's gotta date somebody who works at like AT&T. I go on dates and never have to worry about getting raped. And I watch a game and never have to worry about how it's played. And I meet a babe and never have to act deliriously faking. If I impregnate, I can pack a bag and be on my way. But good luck, girl. You can't even wanna wait to boy. Cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. On some romance B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world. But I'm rolling with the top back. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at. I ain't gotta wear a with the bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Yeah, I'm happy as fuck, man. First off, I'm a dude, so there was a 1 in 2 chance of that sucking. But now, I can run a 7-minute mile. I can defend myself adequately. I can be logical. I can get along with my roommates, watch serious movies without being scared by them. And then on top of that, I'm white, which is like amazing because everybody naturally assumes I'm a great person. I get a fair shot at the life that I deserve. I mean, I can underachieve my way into any college in the country. I get my hair cut at a salon. People always hold the door open for me, which is nice. I never have to get into a fight, like, for social purposes.
Want some more soda? Want some more grape soda? We're enjoying some nice grape soda. What do you mean we can have Twinkies after dinner? Twinkies? I've only seen them at the stores. I touched a Twinkie one time. Never had one, though. We get to eat them? Or what's in a Twinkie? Twinkies will last for 100 years. 100 years, a Twinkie will last forever. What's in that? You don't know. I don't know. Not a clue. Try to make a Twinkie at your house. Good luck. Good luck. You can make something similar, but it's not going to be anything like, taste like, look like, you know, whatever. Twinkie. God knows what a Twinkie is. What do you need? How many smokestacks, polluted aquifers, you know, sewage into a river? How much sewage do you have to pour into a river to make one Twinkie? I don't know. But that's the spiritual inverse of how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. Spiritual inverse. And just as real. But we do live in that scientific dictatorship. And think about the scientific dictatorship of September 11th, 2001. Because, you know, there's really two avenues of thought if you want to figure out what actually happened on September 11th. And those two avenues are very simple. One is, how does a building like that fall down? How do three buildings like that fall down? And, you know, subsequently, how do you fly a plane into the Pentagon? And, you know, subsequently to that, where did that plane in Pennsylvania go? But nevertheless, and then the other side is, well, how did this all happen anyway? How did four planes hijack, compromise a $1 trillion defense infrastructure? Four separate incidents. How did that happen in one day in the course of hours? $1 trillion defense infrastructure. And nobody got a rebate. Nobody got fired. Everyone got promoted. I mean, come on. Think about that. Everyone got promoted. Really? From Condoleezza to Richard Myers, everybody got promoted. I mean, yeah. Inside out job. So, there's many different ways to look at it. I mean, just how did all those Al-Qaedas get in here and be allowed to stay here and cause so many problems? And how is it that, you know, Larry Silverstein and the Bush family, you know, to a lesser degree than Larry. I mean, Larry made billions of dollars off the World Trade Center collapse. You know, why was... I mean, so there's two different avenues. The physically impossible nature of how those buildings fell. I know that it only makes sense that, you know, a kerosene fire could cause steel to melt. I mean, I know that just seems logical. You know, doesn't it seem like you could drop a steel beam into, you know, a bucket of kerosene and light it on fire and it would explode or whatever, however that would go about. And it would still, it might be burnt up a little bit, but it would only be surface. You just scrub it right off with some steel wool or something. I mean, come on. Structural steel, kerosene, seems like you just splash it on there all day and light it on fire. Wouldn't do anything to it. Nothing. Seems like it would do nothing. But nevertheless, the physical impossibilities, and that's also part of the scientific dictatorship, is that you have an event like September 11th happen, and you control the narrative completely, and not only do that, but you do it scientifically, where the only people who are taken legitimately are the ones that see it through the same, you know, natural, physical, scientific way that you are purporting it to have happened. You know, the actual theory of the physical, scientific nature of how that building fell down is something that you also control. Excuse me. That is also scientific dictatorship, and it's really that easy. It's not hard to figure out at all. Controlling the science of 9/11. I mean, all of it for the scientific dictatorship.
Dude, let's yeah. Be yeah, B.I. really wanna know. I think you should stop your crying. It's my kerchief to dry your eyes. You know I love you, Ruby. Here I am, I'm rubbing from my belly like some guava jelly. Damsel, here I am, I'm rubbing from my belly like some guava jelly. This train is bound for glory. This train, hear me talking about this train, is bound for glory. This train, this train is bound for glory. This train will carry no unholy stone that the builder refused. She'll always be the head cornerstone, stone that the builder refused. She'll always be the head cornerstone. You're a builder, baby. Here I am, a stone. Don't mean to confuse it, girl. Cause the things you should use are the things we should choose. And you hear me, hear what I say. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. This train won't carry no unholy. Cause
starring the mad prophet of the airways, Howard Beale.
Edward George Ruddy dies today. Edward George Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what ish will be peddled for truth on this network. So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any ish you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Ghetto, cause I stick with it just like Velcro. Cause I'm mellow, 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 mellow. I'm just a mellow fellow. I'm real calm, cool, and collected. So when I walk in, they know what to expect. It's B.O.B. in the session. Stand in the midst of all this hate, so unaffected. Now that's what I call interesting. I got a game plan, but they can't intercept it. They can't do nothing but respect it. Because my flow is anorexic. Sick, it's infected. Yuck. Yeah, it's B.O.B., man. I'm just a mellow fellow. Stay real still like Jell-O. Hello, I'm just a mellow fellow. Just give me a bud and a cigarello. And I'ma keep it ghetto. Cause I stick with it just like Velcro. Cause I'm mellow, mellow, mellow. Mellow, 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 mellow. Mellow, mellow. I'm just a mellow fellow. It's B.O. Bello. All about the green, ain't worried about yellow.
What does that mean?
Geno, me and Brad go together like Hansel and Gretel. Okay. Well, in the ghetto, the cycle is a merry-go-round, so you curse once they cut off your umbilical. Woo. I remember when life used to be miserable, what? But since my brain changed, I've been seeing miracles. Yeah, man, real talk. Treat life good, it'll treat you good back. Hello, I'm just a mellow fellow. Just give me a bud and a cigarello. And I'ma keep it ghetto. Cause I stick with it just like Velcro. Cause I'm mellow, mellow, mellow. Mellow, 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 mellow. Mellow, mellow. I'm just a mellow
I'm just a mellow fellow.
Conspiracy theory is a kind of epistemological cartoon about reality. I mean, isn't it so simple to believe that things are run by the Greys, and that all we have to do is trade sufficient fetal tissue to them and we can solve our technological problems? Or isn't it comforting to believe that the Jews are behind everything, or the Communist Party, or the Catholic Church, or the Masons? Well, these are epistemological cartoons. It's, you know, kindergarten stuff in the art of amateur historiography. I believe that the truth of the matter is far more terrifying, that the real truth that dare not speak itself is that no one is in control. Absolutely no one. You know, you don't understand Monica, you don't understand Netanyahu. It's because nobody is in control. This stuff is ruled by the equations of dynamics and chaos. Now, there may be entities seeking control, the World Bank, the Communist Party, the rich, the somebody others, but to seek control is to take enormous aggravation upon yourself. Because this process that is underway will take the control freak by the short and curly and throw them against the wall.
Thank you. All my point is, is there's a lot of ways to look at the world. You know what I'm saying? Why pick the way you learn over TV? Because it's usually wrong. You ever see a good drug story on the news? Never. News is supposed to be objective, isn't it? It's supposed to be the news. But every drug story is negative. Well, hold it. I've had some killer fucking times on drugs. Let's hear the whole story. Same LSD story every time, and we've all heard it. Young man on acid, thought he could fly, jumped out of a building. What a tragedy. What a dick. He thought he could fly. Why didn't he take off the ground and check it out first? You don't see ducks lined up to catch elevators to fly south. He's an idiot. He's dead. Good. You mean there's one less moron in the world? Wow, what a fucking tragedy, huh? I guess I'm one car length up in traffic tomorrow. How about a positive LSD story? That would be newsworthy, don't you think? Anybody think that just once to hear a positive LSD story? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we are the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.
I do it for my health. The body feels me quite as much as I feel myself. Max normal. The baddest public speaker. Suck funk from the ether. To pump through your speaker. Play fans. Chose the wrong part to piss in. You work for us, man. Here's your job description. Love us more than anything in your life. We don't play games, drop names, pull strings, or bite us. Nothing of us save that which is practically beneficent to you and your quest for complete self-sufficiency. Choose the quickest way between two points. Don't waste your energy on this into action. Don't be scared of anything except letting yourself down out. Do yourself work harder than anyone else. Now make very clear distinctions between parasites and creators. Be a creator instead of a secondhand artificial flavor. Do not concern yourself with anyone's opinion of your method. Save your own. Be three steps ahead of everyone, and I promise you'll make it home. Do not sleep too much. Be firm yet supple, use me as a weapon, max normal. Flirts with trouble, put me on the front line. I cannot be destroyed, you know the deal. Anti-personnel spells get deployed. Make our music as available as possible. This is there, why fuck with it if you feel you got the skill. Do not try to be clever, rather direct, practical. Of a fancy construct, diagrammatical. The free radical alone, hitman for hire. Power hungry liars, fan the fire. Treat people who do not understand what we do with the least amount of energy as possible. Live it, don't give it, be original, even when you aren't. Make your mom proud, take us all over the world. We like to travel, steer clear of dead things you never know. You might unravel your hidden secrets. Young descendants of Eve, work the hardest at becoming entirely independent of me. Utilize me as you would a product. Here comes the best bit, invent the future, then manifest it. Keep yourself in check, sir, don't forget it. Decide exactly what it is that you want, then go out and get it without requiring anything of anyone. Spark something new that'll last forever, don't go to them. Let them come to you, do not underestimate your value. Start representing when my mom sent me into this world. She sent a blessing. This job description could be translated as how to manage an explosion. Stay invisible to you, invincible. Then set your plan in motion. This is war. We battle demons. Become the perfect assassin. Do not endanger the unit by being anything less than perfect. Channels are open. Do not be afraid of this, but know that stepping through these channels is dangerous. Corporate giants cover the link between our art and our clients. So come on, freak us out. Be defiant, non-compliant, and above all things, be honest. If that there's no end in sight, and know that or we'll defend it. Wish my life. If I'm at knowing that having indefinite fun requires meticulous maintenance. I've been ridiculously conspicuous, but now I'm sick of the pain, cause I'm here to bring the pain. Let us avoid stagnation at a cost. Step lively, do what you say, kick information at a loss. Know that I do not perform for people. I make music that I love, and it's wonderful to watch people in love.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Oh, all the money that e'er I spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I've had are sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I've had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all.
Now, go find the others. .com.
I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I think unicorns are kick-ass.